With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of celebration today in Israel with the release of the 20 remaining living hostages by the terrorist group Hamas. Gil Ramat is a brother of one of those hostages.
You can see it around the whole square. Like, the Israeli people are relieved and happy. I know. So it's a very unique morning. And maybe a morning that will change much of how we got used to live here in this country. We will get our sanity back.
No question about it, a very historic day, and the healing begins for many in Israel. President Trump, meanwhile, is in Egypt, where he's attending a summit with more than two dozen nations. Here's the BBC's Hugo Bachega.
Very important questions remain in terms of the future of Hamas and in terms of what is going to happen in Gaza next. So it is going to be very interesting to see what is going to unfold here, because the Egyptians have been saying that one of the goals here is to finalize the deal in Gaza, but neither Israel nor Hamas will be present in these negotiations. So it is very difficult to see how any kind of significant progress will be made during the discussions that are likely to happen here today.
Even as Russia presses its war, the citizens of the nation pause each day to remember their fallen.
Each morning at 9 a.m., Ukraine stops for 1 minute of reflection to honor those killed in Russia's full-scale invasion. Four friends gather with cardboard signs that read, "Stop, honor." Activist Daria Kolomiech tells the AP she's thinking about her friends who've died or suffered.
I see faces. Today was very emotional for me, and actually it's very emotional because you're looking into strangers' eyes.
I'm Charles Duledesma.
And this is SRN News. You can find more information at srnnews.com. Louisiana's Ten Commandments law gets a reprieve. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with an update.
A three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals declared the legislation unconstitutional earlier this year, but now the full circuit court has voided that ruling and announced it will rehear the case with all 17 judges sitting. The Louisiana law requires that all public schools post large copies of the Ten Commandments around the building where students can see them. Several other states have passed similar statutes, which are also being challenged in court. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says that law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed a measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged that there's, quote, an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. This is SRN News. California's Democrat leaders continue doing all they can to thwart the enforcement of federal immigration laws.
A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom attempts to shield the identities of sidewalk vendors from ICE agents. The law comes on the heels of other statutes pertaining to school students and patients at health care facilities. The measures are part of a broader trend among blue states to resist the Trump administration's commitment to enforcing the law. Meanwhile, some Republican-led states have passed laws to support enforcement efforts. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Some good news for a horse in Great Britain. One of the five British cavalry horses made headlines when they broke away from trainers and galloped through the streets of London last year. Has been returned to the country without ever returning to active service. The 15-year-old black horse named Quaker suffered a broken bone and other injuries during that incident. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.